Hey, mama girl, welcome to Prep and Lands podcast, where this week we are going to explore the do's and don'ts of travel to enhance your travel experiences. It's your travel agent, Jamie, here, and I am here to help you start your travel experience on the right foot. I am a single mother just like you, and it is my goal to help you live your best life, not just exist in it. So what does this mean, mama girl? This means you do not have to deprive yourself from travel. In fact, I believe it should be a regular activity for you and your family. So whether you are a seasoned globetrotter or you are a first-time explorer, we've got you covered with all the key information to ensure that your trip goes smoothly and you have an amazing time. So grab your popcorn, your water, your wine, your whatever, your coffee, whatever you want to grab, and come on in here and let's have good conversation. I think the best way to start this conversation is to bring up the do's. What should you do when you are traveling? I have seven tips for you, seven do's for you. So let's start with do number one. Do plan ahead. Okay, research your destination, accommodations, transportations, all the Asians, okay? All the Asians, you want to make sure you are researching all the options you have and in well in advance, okay, to avoid last minute. We don't want to be going over here to the Grand Canyon not knowing what we're doing, where we're staying, how we're getting around. We don't want to know we don't want to not know any of that. And if you do not know that we added the Grand Canyon to our bucket list, that means only one thing: that you have not seen my latest YouTube video. And that's not good. So I need you to go check it out. It's on Prep and Lands YouTube page. And we talked about two other places along with the Grand Canyon. I'm not telling you those two places because I want you to go look at the video. It was all about rest and relaxation, self-care for the whole family, not just you. So go and check it out. Okay? Okay. Moving on. Do number two. This one is a hard one for me, so I'm going to say it and then I'm going to let it marinate. Do number two is to pack light. Yes, to pack light. Is it hard for you just like it is for me? I know. Okay, so let's talk about it. Only bring the essentials to make traveling easier and more manageable, okay? Remember, less is often more when it comes to travel. That's all I have to say about that one, because listen, mama girl, I'm learning that one too. I'm learning how to pack light too. That one is hard for me. Yep, it's hard for me. Do number three, keep copies of important documents. If you have copies, you need to have copies of passports, IDs, travel insurance, the itinerary stored, not only digitally, but, you know, a hard copy as well, okay? You need to have copies of your stuff because people are people. Stuff happens, okay? If you live in the United States, you don't need things like the passport or the visa to get to the self-care options. But if you don't, you do. Now, on a side note, on a tangent, if you want self-care destinations outside of the United States, just let me know. And I could come up with a video and make a few a few options for you outside of the United States for you to consider for your self-care vacations. Okay, just let me know. Okay. Next, do number four. Stay hydrated and eat well. Traveling can be exhausting, so remember to drink plenty of water and eat regularly. Let's make sure that there is some sort of nutritional value to keep your energy up and keep you active and happy and enjoying your vacation, okay? I can't tell you how many times I ended up dehydrated due to me either having too much fun and forgetting to drink water, or because, like, when I'm on the road to get to my destination, there were times In my younger days, there were times where I did not drink anything going up the road because I did not want to stop to use the restroom. I have since learned the error of my ways. Okay, that was when I was in my 20s. We are in a new decade, a new season, a new season of life. So I do not do that anymore. But I strongly encourage you. Make sure you are staying hydrated and make sure you are still getting all the nutrients that you need so that you enjoy your trip. Okay. Okay. Moving on. Respect local customs. Now, we covered this briefly in the last podcast that I did. If you have not done so already, I have quite a few podcasts actually for you to listen to. And the one that I'm referring to now is the one that I put up last week when we were talking about the essentials you need to know before you travel. So if you have not done so already, please, please, please go check it out and you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it because it's me. It's me, it's good information, and it's me. It's good information and it's me. Those are two reasons that I have for you, but those two reasons are very strong, okay? So moving on, focus, Jamie. Okay, be mindful of the cultural norms, like the dress codes and the local behaviors to show respect and to avoid unintentional offenses everywhere you go. Okay, next, do stay connected. Keep your phone charged and have means of communication with your family and friends, especially in unfamiliar places. So what does this mean, mama girl? This means that you need to make sure you have any adapters. If you're going out of the country, make sure you have the adapters that help you get your charge on for your phones and things of all that nature. Listen, you can go to my Pinterest page. I have adapters. I have all the knick-knack, paddywhacks, give the dogs a bone to make sure that you stay connected to your people when you are away from them, okay? Because when you are connected to your people, you are safe. You are safe, and there is safety in connection. When there is no connection, the safety can be a little scary. And while we are on my Pinterest page connects to my Amazon store, and Amazon is having their Prime Day. Yes, their Prime Day is July 16th and July 17th. So you can purchase all your travel essentials, all the adapters, all the sunscreens, all the everything, all the essentials to stay connected, your charger cords, all of them. You can purchase them on the Amazon storefront, my Amazon storefront, and you can do it on Prime Day, which is July 16th and 17th. Moving on, the last do is to stay alert, okay? Be aware of your surroundings and trust your instinct. Your safety is always, always, always your priority. Now, we've talked about all the do's, not all of them, but we talked about 7 good do's. So now we're going to talk about some don'ts we do, okay? So don't number one. And like I said, I struggle with this don't, but I'm working on it because I'm bettering myself. Don't number one is do not overpack. I know we like having options, but avoid carrying too much luggage because who's carrying all this stuff around? You are a single mother like I am. And thankfully, I have crossed over to a new era where my daughter helps me get the stuff out the car. But once upon a time, I had to do all that stuff. And it was heavy. It was so heavy because it was heavy. And there was no man to help me because I'm a single mother who does not have a male companion right now. But he coming. I'm looking forward to the day that he does. But until he gets here, it's just me. It's just me and we toting this stuff. And I'm tired of toting. My back is telling me I need to sit down somewhere with all this toting. So we don't need to be overpacking. Vacation is supposed to be rest and relaxation, rejuvenation. All the Asians, okay? We can't do that by overpacking. And not only is it stressful to our bodies, it's also stressful to our wallets, because when we get on these flights, Listen, there's a weight limit. And if your luggage does not meet the weight limit, who has to pay? You do. You have to pay. It's coming out of your pocket. Money that could be used to spend on knick-knack, paddywhacks, and give the dogs the bones is spent on making sure that your luggage is coming home with you. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that, ladies. So do not overpack. So don't, number two, do not forget your travel insurance. Now, I told y'all in my last podcast that I was not going to be on that stool. I was not going to be on that stool the entire podcast, but I did warn you. I did warn you, and I told you that I might get back on it in another one, and I'm back on it again. It's essential. Essential for emergencies like medical issues or trip cancellations that you have travel insurance, okay? Do not leave home without it. Just like you have car insurance before you get in your car to go anywhere, just like you have health insurance before you go see the doctor, you need travel insurance before you go travel. Now, I'm gonna get off my step again. I'm gonna sit back down. I'm gonna calm down. I'm so passionate about it, ladies, because it is so easy to be like, I don't need it. And then the moment you do, you are stuck like Chuck. And then you'll have to pay bukus of money, because when you're dealing with health crisis outside of your country, it's bukus of money. It's not like a couple hundred of dollars. It could be a couple thousand dollars. A couple thousand dollars that you might not have. I know I don't have a couple thousand dollars to give to a medical emergency when I could have just paid a couple hundred dollars to make sure I had travel insurance to cover me if that medical emergency arose. If it came up, okay, I'm off my step. I step down, I calm down. So we moving on, but fair warning, if we talk about it again, I'm going to get passionate again, and I'm going to get up on that step again. But for right now, I came on down and we moving on. Okay. So number three, do not ignore safety precautions. Always follow the safety instructions of the air, land, sea, however you are traveling and wherever you are staying, to ensure that not only you, but your family are well and are safe. Okay. Number four, do not be disrespectful. Avoid behaviors that could offend locals or even other travelers, okay? Cultural sensitivity goes a long way in creating positive interactions, okay? Number five, do not flash valuables, okay? Keep expensive items out of sight to deter thieves and minimize the risk of becoming a target for stupid people to try to commit a crime with you and your family as the subject. Okay, listen, our Versace watches, our Louis Vuitton bags, our whatevers. Listen, if that's the way you travel, that's the way you travel. Just be mindful. This is my Louis Vuitton bag. Oh, look at my Versace watch. Let me say it right. Oh, look at my Versace watch. These grills were imported from the Cuban islands of somebody, and they were worth this much money. You are asking for somebody stupid to just come up to you and say, you know what, let me just grab that from you, because you value those to the point that you're showing me the value to where I know you're going to pay money to get them. Listen, go to Walmart. Don't be sleeping on the Walmart. Even though I'm not a fan of Walmart, I will go to Walmart to get a nice little Walmart watch. It acts just like the Apple Watch. I got one. I got one for work one time, and I showed them how it worked, and it lit up and did the whole thing. And it was a whole ordeal, about $15. it was about $15, and I got it from the Walmart, and it was a good watch. It worked just like all the other fancy watches do. Listen, just don't be, if you're gonna have it, that's fine, have them. Just don't be flashing it around for people to make yourself a target. We don't need targets on our vacations, okay? Don't, number six, do not miss your transport, okay? Arrive on time for your flights, your trains, your buses, your cruises, wherever you're going, to avoid unnecessary stress and potential additional costs, okay? We like spending money on the stuff we like spending money on. We don't like spending money on the unexpected or on the unplanned for, okay? Okay. Last but certainly not least, don't, number seven, do not rely solely on your credit cards, okay? Have cash on hand for places that don't accept cards, where ATMs may be scarce. Listen, scammers get you in the credit cards. We've seen it on the televisions. We've heard the stories from the people. The scammers be all up in the machines. And because we don't know what machines they had, what machines they were able to get a hold of, let us use a combination of cards and money. Okay, scammers can't scam you out of your cash because your cash is in your hand. But they can scam you out your card. I'm gonna leave that right there. And if you disagree with me, we can agree to disagree. Okay. That's it, mama girl. That's all I had to say. By following these travel do's and don'ts, you'll be well prepared to embark on your next adventure with confidence and ease. Remember, a little preparation and mindfulness can go a long way to ensuring a smooth and enjoyable journey. So listen, if you're saying, Jamie, I am ready to start planning my trip with you, you can contact me on my website, www.preppinland.com. If you're saying, Jamie, I don't need your help planning the trip. I can plan the trip myself, but I want to utilize your prices to book my trip. Okay. I'm okay with that. Listen, you don't have to use me for every step. If you are that person, you can go to jamiebarber.intellitravel.com. That's jamiebarber.intellitravel.com. You can make an account on the website and you can book your trip. Listen, we got activities, we got cars, we got flights, we got cruises, we got all the things on that site. Okay, and it's all in that one convenient location. If you need advice on what to pack for your trip, you can go to my Pinterest page and look at all the needs, all the wants, all the knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dogs their bones for your next trip. And you can purchase said items from my Amazon store. If you need some more inspiration about where you want to go with your family, you can go to my YouTube channel, Prep and Land, and look at the videos on my page. If you have any questions or want to learn more information about a destination, ask me and I will answer them. You can email me, reach out to me on my website. Honey, there's so many ways to get in touch with me. So many ways, but I prefer email. So you can email me at preppinland@gmail.com. Okay. And make sure you subscribe, like, and follow, and share on all my social media platforms. Listen, I got TikTok, I got Facebook, I got Instagram, YouTube, all the things. And I encourage you to share them with your friends and family. Listen, let's help others be like us and choose to make life an experience. Let's help them experience the life that they choose, that we choose, okay? Because we're not about to be up in here just existing in this world. We don't do that. We don't do that, honey. We live. We live. Until next time, mama girl. Peace.